I'll start this morning with the Irish Independent, and they have a photo of a woman holding a picture of her dad on her wedding day, and her dad has since passed away. And the headline read, "It's like Dad's death has just been written off. We deserve answers." And the family of a man who died of COVID-19 in a nursing home are demanding answers over the manner of his death. Dominic McNally, he was 80 years old, passed away in Delgan House Nursing Home in Dundalk, County Louth in April. And Mr. McNally was one of 22 people who died from COVID-19 at the facility during the pandemic. And the McNally family are now calling for an inquiry into the management of the outbreak. The Irish Independent also leads with the story Grant fears as Leaving Cert grades and college now delayed, and there are fears of a knock-on effect for student grants as the Leaving Cert results and CAO offers have been delayed until September. The paper also has a story that a row erupts over plans to extend ban on rent hikes. And the paper says a major constitutional row has erupted over government plans to extend a ban on rent rises and evictions imposed in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. The housing minister is locked in a significant legal battle with the Attorney General over his demands that a freeze on rents be extended later into the year. And it can also be revealed, the paper says, that the pandemic unemployment payment will be extended into the new year, but the amount paid by the state will be tapered downwards over time. Moving then to the Irish Examiner, and it has a story, fears of abuse as mask rules unclear. And in a story by Liz Dunphy, she's reporting that confusion reigns over who will enforce the new government requirement for people to wear face masks in shops. And shop owners claim staff have already been waited for this, assaulted, spat at and verbally abused during the pandemic. And she said that Gardaí and other state agency should provide support. However, the Mandate trade union says employers, not employees, should be responsible for enforcement. And Gardaí don't know yet what their role will be in all of this. There's also a story, Minister plays down college admission fears, and it says the Department of Education has moved to allay fears about college admission delays after the merged Leaving Cert results will not be issued until the first week of September, which just seems ages away. I don't know what the delay is. Education Minister Norma Foley is going to be on News Talk Breakfast, so hopefully she can give us more insight into that. The Irish Times leads with the story, HSE warns hospitals would struggle to cope with COVID-19 wave in flu season. And the health service executive has warned that hospitals will not be able to cope if a second wave of the coronavirus falls during the winter flu season, as officials said the country had already entered a precarious position. It also has a very interesting story. UK accuses Russian spies of trying to steal vaccine. And Britain has accused Russia of trying to steal information about coronavirus vaccines and treatments and of interfering in last December's general election. The National Cybersecurity Centre said hackers, almost certainly working for Russia's intelligence services, have targeted academic institutions and pharmaceutical companies in Britain, the United States and Canada. Moving then to the tabloids, and the Irish Daily Mirror leads with a headline, "I'm done with gyms," and it's a story about Ben Dunne. And it says the tycoon has revealed he will not reopen his chain of gyms until there's a cure for COVID-19. And the businessman said he'd rather go bust than risk people's lives. He told the Irish Mirror the nation was playing with fire by reopening large sectors of the economy too quickly. And many gyms, as you know, are back now a couple of weeks. But the 71-year-old says he doesn't believe it's safe for him to do the same. And he said, "I've made a decision on Ben Dunne gyms that it's not safe to use a gym for the foreseeable future." Then moving to the Irish Sun, and it has the headline, "Huey's death threat hell." And Big Brother star Huey Maughan has revealed he's been targeted with chilling death threats. And it says homophobic thugs vowed to chop the TV star into pieces if he doesn't meet them for a bare knuckle fight. So Huey's 25 and his dad visited Gardaí in Dublin yesterday to make a formal complaint. That's the Sun. And then moving to the Irish Daily Mail, and it has end of the nightclub if we don't find a vaccine. And it says nightclubs will not be opening anytime soon, and probably not until a COVID-19 vaccine is found. And this is what health officials are now saying. So he said, even though clubs are scheduled to reopen on August the 10th, just like the pubs that don't sell food, he doesn't see how this is possible. Just concerns of a nightclub, I guess people dancing, people kissing and all of that. How on earth would you manage that? So really big concerns about the future of nightclubs. The Herald then leads with this story, and I would really love to get your opinion on this morning. I mentioned it in the news, and it's the headline, "Power Nap. Green Party leader Eamon Ryan has been caught napping during a Dáil vote. The new Transport Minister was spotted snoozing as members voted during a motion on low-paid jobs and employment rights. And the paper has a picture of him asleep in the, well, it's in the Dáil, but it's in the convention centre yesterday, because that's, of course, where they're sitting because of the COVID-19 restrictions. So I'd love to know what you think, 53106. I mean, is it fair enough? I know these Dáil votes, I've monitored them before, they go on and they go on, they can go on for absolutely hours. But it was about low-paid jobs and employment rights, and there he is snoozing. So what do you think, fair enough or simply unacceptable? And then the Irish Daily Star leads with, I'm opening my pub on Monday, and it says making his pint. A leading publican has vowed to defy the government's orders to remain closed until August the 10th by reopening his bar on Monday. Limerick pub owner Garrod Whelan said it was farcical that 3,500 pubs were forced to remain closed while our airports are open to foreign visitors. So sticking with this story and the inside of the paper that Garrod Whelan told the Star, if the doors are open to the tourists, then I'm opening my doors. I'm opening my doors on Monday morning at 11 a.m. I would stay closed if there was mandatory testing at the airport, but I strongly believe, I think the figures of 2,000 Americans a week are coming into this country. Why should my doors remain closed if they're coming in from the epicentre of the virus into this country? And he says, I'm making a stand on behalf of all the publicans across the country. So that interview is in the Star this morning if you want to take a look at it. And it'll be very interesting to see if any other pubs would follow suit and open on Monday. And it really seems to be an issue that's divided in the country at the moment, with fears about the future of the jobs of thousands of people who work in these pubs. And if you haven't heard it, actually, my colleague Andrea Gilligan, her family own a pub in Bundoran and Donegal, and she spoke very, very passionately about this and about why she feels they should stay open on Lunchtime Live yesterday. So well worth a listen if you can. The Examiner is reporting this morning that TDs and ministers are going to start wearing face masks in the Dáil under new rules, saying, you know, if they're asking us as voters to wear them, they should have to wear them, but they will be allowed to take them off as they speak and stuff like that. The Irish Independent has a story about why Skellig Michael decided to stay close to tourists this year because of COVID-19. And it said it was concerned about tourists vomiting in boats and visitors panting heavily as they tried to climb the steep stairs. And they just said, how on earth would they manage that with COVID-19? And then finally this morning, the Star has a couple of interesting stories. It has one about Netflix, and apparently they're looking for extras for a spin-off to their TV show Vikings. Plans were put on hold for filming because of COVID-19. They're now back on track for later in the year, and Vikings are needed, with filming due to take place in Dublin and Wicklow. Now, I went to one of those casting calls before to report once. Loads of men with long hair and very impressive beards in operation. So if you do fit into that category of long hair and bearded man or woman, you may want to look that up. And then finally, the story has the Star has a court story this morning by Declan Brennan, and it's about how a burglar fell asleep as he tried to rob a house. So this burglar, he broke into a house and he had taken two trays of anti-anxiety tablets before breaking in to this Dublin flat, and then he broke in, the tablets kicked in, he fell asleep, Gardaí found him and they arrested him.